Hey, good morning.
Hello.
This is Lieutenant Colonel Moss and Lieutenant Colonel Flake.
Hello. This is Melissa at Fox News. How are you both?
Hey, doing well.
Good morning.
You.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I know that it was a little bit back and forth, but I'm excited to speak with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know everyone's busy today, but I just was so intrigued by the story Josh had sent to me, and I was reading through that and just would love to hear from you directly, maybe just a little bit about the binder, and also really curious to know how the race went, and then also your upcoming event that you might be doing as well.
So the binder is 58,000 plus names. As you know, the plus is there because every year they add names to the Vietnam Memorial Wall based off of some of the folks that served. They pass away and their names get added to the wall. So there's the 58,000 plus names there. Then there is, of course, my dad and my uncle, and there's a plethora of other folks that's been added to that binder based off of their fathers or grandfathers, uncles, and aunties serving in Vietnam. So I just put it all in a binder and I went with it.
And your story is really, it's incredible. And I want to go talk to you a little bit about why you decided to join the military in the first place.
So I came from a military background. Again, my dad was Marine Corps, 0311 Infantry, served in Vietnam. I think he enlisted 1967, circa 1967, and he went over to Vietnam, served a couple tours in Vietnam on the USS Ranger, and then, you know, because of his service and how he was as a service member and the things he accomplished, it just kind of, you know, I follow right up in his footsteps, you know, not joining the Marine Corps, but I just follow right behind him.
Yeah. And something else that was in the article that really struck me was you talked about the way that they were received when they would come home from the tours and how that's very different than it might be today.
Ma'am, it was extremely different from his account and my account. It was extremely different. It was on two far ends of the spectrum. So his account, you got to remember, he was from Memphis, Tennessee. So when he came home from Vietnam, he went to Memphis, Tennessee. And that was the same year, 1968, when Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated. So understandably, there was not only the public's opinion of the Vietnam War, but then there was also this whole civil rights thing going on. Fast forward to my return, we didn't have any of that. As a matter of fact, it was a complete different experience where, like I said, when we got off the airplane, when the plane landed stateside, there were fire trucks on the runway spraying water hoses and with the big American flags. And then we get off in the airport in Atlanta, and there was people all over. I mean, it's like the airport just stopped, and they just welcomed us home and with flags and, you know, balloons and hugs and kisses. It was absolutely amazing, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I imagine that's a very stark contrast for sure. I wonder, too, I know we're jumping around a little. I'm trying to get as much in as we can, but I imagine it's a pretty substantial binder. When you're running with it, do you train with the binder? Do you run with it to practice, or how did that come about as far as running with it?
So my idea was, I was just trying to look and see how can I not only honor him, but honor them as well. And I don't know, I'm an Army officer guy, kind of a staff guy, so we always have binders. You know, you got a binder for everything. So I say, well, you know, I come up with this idea. Well, how about I just take the Vietnam Memorial Wall and just print out the names of it and, you know, put it in the binder and we'll keep moving. Well, that started out started out very well until I was printing like 12 font, like one side of paper, I pushed print on my home computer, and I ended up having to go to the local Office Depot to buy some more toner, toner contract.
Right.
And so I had to shrink it down to like 8 font and, print front and back and things of that nature. But, to kind of round it out, I came up with that being the simplest way that I could do something on my own, on my own person that could have the same amount of impact as it would as if someone saw the Vietnam Memorial Wall.
Yeah. Do people come up to you during the races and ask you what it is that you're holding?
Yes, ma'am, they do. Actually, I remember the last year for the Army 10-miler, the announcer brought me up on stage, and it's like the music stopped, everybody stopped talking, and he's like, hey, here's a young man, because he didn't know I was a soldier in the Army. He just figured I was a supporter with this binder. And he said, hey, there's this guy. He's got this Vietnam Memorial Wall in his backpack, in his hand. And, so if you see him out on the course, just kind of, tell him that you appreciate him and you support him. Well, as I got off the podium, there were loved ones who had significant others in the binder. And they that's the most powerful thing would happen at the base of that podium, where family members of loved ones would come up to me and hug me and say, you just, hardened my opinion that people have not forgotten our loved ones and the sacrifice they made to this nation.
Right. That is really powerful. And you just completed the Army 10-miler again as well. Was that your most recent race?
So I just got through last weekend doing the Marine Corps Marathon just last
weekend. Wow.
Yeah, we called it Tsunami 2019, because it was
a tsunami. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
How did the binder fare through the weather? Is it has it seen its share of wear and tear, I imagine?
So I tried to, because the bag that I have on is a netted black bag, so you could see right through it for security purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to put some plastic bag over it to keep it dry, but that didn't fare so well. So it's I'm gonna have to print a new binder here shortly.
Yeah. So you intend to do this indefinitely?
Yes, ma'am. This is not a fire and forget. As long as I'm able to physically go out and do this type of thing, where I can honor those individuals who went off to do something great for this country, and they didn't return, and I'm also able to honor their loved ones that's here, I'm going to continue to do it.
That's incredible. What is your next race coming up? Is there one in the books yet?
So my next one is going to be probably next weekend here at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. They got the Fort Bragg 10-miler coming up.
Nice. That's incredible. Well, I really appreciate your time and all that you do and your service as well and your families and everyone in the binder. It is such a physical and important reminder. And I'm excited to tell this story to our readers. I think that they're really going to love to hear it as well.
Yeah, so I think the other thing for me is for my two sons. I got one that's up at Harvard University, but the other son...
Wow, congrats.
Thank you, ma'am. I have a 9-year-old that's here with us, and he's, kind of our military child. And, mm-hmm. At the end of the day, as we're walking in Washington, D.C., looking at all the names on the Vietnam Memorial Wall, he's learning about history and what type of impact that the average citizen can make to the freedom and democracy and the security of this country. So he's learning that firsthand through his lens, watching what I do.
Yeah. That's probably a pretty powerful moment as well.
Roger, ma'am. Yes, it is. For me, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. He must really look up to his dad, huh?
Well, you know, they say until they turn teenagers, and then that kind of changes.
I have a feeling that won't change very much. That's amazing. And I hope you do continue to do it indefinitely for many, many, many races to come. That's wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
Was there anything else you wanted to add at all, or maybe something I didn't touch on?
So again, just, you know, to have people to continue to honor those, particularly those in that Vietnam era, and that's permanently affixed to the Vietnam Memorial Wall. My father's mm-hmm. service to this nation and his comrades, those 58,000 plus names, that meant something, and it'll continue to mean mm-hmm. something, but we can never forget.
Yeah. No, I could not agree more, and especially in today's day and age, it's so important to remember and to be grateful for that. That's so true.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate it. And we're hoping to get this up sometime tonight. So I will definitely send over the link to Josh, and hopefully he'll distribute far and wide.
Too easy, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, everyone, and hope you have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.